This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Hundreds of people marched in Washington on Thursday to denounce the Ethiopian government on the first anniversary of its deadly military conflict with forces in the country's northern Tigray region. The protesters chanted slogans and held signs. This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Hundreds of people marched in Washington on Thursday to denounce the Ethiopian government on the first anniversary of its deadly military conflict with forces in the country's northern Tigray region. The protesters chanted slogans and held signs accusing the Ethiopian government of committing genocide against the Tigrayan people and driving them into famine. They concluded the march with a vigil near the White House and plan to gather for more protests in the U.S. Capitol on Friday and Saturday. The Ethiopian government marked the one-year anniversary of fighting between its forces and rebels in northern Tigray region by suggesting its military is nearing victory. Amid urgent global appeals for a ceasefire to the escalating violence, the government said in a statement on Facebook that the Tigray People's Liberation Front and its puppets are being encircled by our forces. For more news, join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Sudan's Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan agreed in a phone call with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday on the need to accelerate the formation of a government, according to his office. The announcement comes just over a week after the military coup of General al-Burhan, who led the country since 2019. The general dissolved the government on October 25th, arrested civilian leaders, and declared a state of emergency in the country. After the coup, protesters clashed with security forces, leaving at least 12 people dead and hundreds injured, according to a committee of pro-democracy doctors. Deposed Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok, who has been under house arrest since the coup, called for his government to be reinstated. Portugal's president announced Thursday he is dissolving parliament and calling a snap election for January 30th, following the minority socialist government's defeat in a key vote on post-pandemic plans to spend billions in European Union funding. The announcement in a televised address to the nation was widely expected. President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa had previously said Portugal would go to the ballot box 2 years ahead of schedule if the government's 2022 state budget proposal was rejected by Parliament, which happened last week. The ballot will elect 230 lawmakers to parliament, where political parties then decide who forms a government. About 84 million Americans who work at companies with 100 or more employees will need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th of next year or get tested for the virus weekly under government rules issued on Thursday. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration regulations will force the companies to require that unvaccinated workers test negative for COVID-19 at least once a week and wear a mask while in the workplace. The rule set up potential legal battles along partisan lines between states and the federal government, with several states and Republican governors threatening to sue, contending that the administration lacks the power to make such sweeping mandates under emergency authority. Officials believe the new requirements will go a long way toward ending a pandemic that has killed more than 750,000 Americans. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.